We're Alive, Continued, Disc 2.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 2, The Two Things.
Nothing used to scare me. I didn't fear death or what might be there on the other side if today was my day. That was then, and this is now.
4 hours of going through the building left my legs aching. My eyesight blurred so bad that it took several attempts to bring down the one we found on the 9th floor. We were tired, but we kept moving forward. There would be time to rest later. Our searching was almost over. We were finally at the top floor.
You ready?
All set. Saul, you good?
Whatever.
Hey, keep your shit sharp. Only one more to go.
Man, ain't no one up here.
On three. One, two, three! Go back! Get back, motherfucker!
Oh, who the fuck's shooting at us?
Hold your fire! Hold it! We're not them! We're normal!
Why don't you peek your head out around the corner and let me see?
Fucking asshole! I'm not one of them!
See? You fall for my tricks, but I'm not gonna fall for one of yours.
Tattoo, who the hell is this guy?
It's Bill. He owns the building. Well, he inherited it. I don't know he was still here.
You want me to open up with the saw? He's only got a shotgun. If I blind fire him around the corner, we'll shred him.
Look, I may hate this fuck, but we're not gonna kill him.
Why not?
See, Tattoo agrees with me.
Hey, Michael's right. He's only acting in self-defense.
Maybe you should try reasoning with him.
What do you think we've been trying to do?
Bill, it's all right. We're here to help. How could I be talking to you right now if I was one of them?
Maybe you're different. Why should I take a chance if I don't have to?
You just need to trust us.
Sure, I'll trust you. Why don't I just put my shotgun down so you can come closer and tear my fucking face off like the others?
So, knife.
What are you doing? You're not
I'm
going to...
I'm just using it for its reflection. Hell, if I'm sticking my head out again. All right. He's created a barricade outside his apartment with furniture. It's just like the other floors. He's halfway down the hall, facing away. We don't have a clear shot. Tattoo, is there any way around?
Yeah. You could take the elevator to the other side, but he has a clear shot of that too. His penthouse spans most of the floor, with a few rooms along the back. There's no way around.
Well, at least we know he's not one of them. Come on. We're gonna head back down.
We're what?
Look, we can deal with him later. We'll seal off this door. Datu, you have some nails and some wood?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all right. Let's lock him in. I'm more worried about the lobby right now. Let this asshole sit it out.
All right. Datu and Riley, you seal off the door. Michael, Saul, and I will head downstairs to the lobby.
Riley, if he comes out at all and you feel threatened, go ahead and take him out.
I am not doing that. It's one thing to shoot one of them, but he's still a human.
All right. Saul, you watch the door. Riley and Pegs help us in the lobby. After that, we'll call it a day.
God, what time is it anyway?
10:15.
Once he's sealed off, meet us downstairs. Roof access was going to be a problem, but we could deal with it later. A man with a twitchy trigger finger was the least of my worries. It's amazing what you're able to do past the point of utter exhaustion. Everyone could barely find their feet, but they knew it was at stake. We each pulled our part, putting furniture and doors from upstairs apartments over panes of glass windows. We worked as quietly as we could. Each strike of a nail could be heard by one of those things beyond the darkness. We were lucky that night. If just one of those had seen us, it might have all been over.
That's the last one.
Good. We're almost out of nails.
All right. Nice work. We'll get some more when we start doing supply runs.
Supply runs?
Well, not everything we need is going to be in this building, but we'll worry about that later.
All right. Everyone take a room on the 2nd floor. There's no need to spread out in case something happens.
Yep, good call.
Shit, don't have to tell me twice.
Keep your doors open so I can call to you if something happens.
Hey, Dodger, the water heater still work here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Good, because
And I smell like a fish.
Well, I know what apartment I want. Bex, you coming?
Yeah. Just a second. Aren't you coming up too?
Oh, no. Someone needs to watch the stairwell. Make sure no one gets in while y'all are up there.
But you're exhausted. Can't we just, like, block it or something?
Well, by the time you know something is wrong, it'd be too late. It's all right. I'll sit in the stairwell with my back against the door. I'm sure it'll wake up if something tries to get in.
Okay. Good night.
Night, Pigs.
Oh, and, thank you, too. I appreciate what you've been doing.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Well, night.
Hey, keep it open.
Sorry, I forgot.